allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Krute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Tattooing doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Texas said, I think you're right, Walt. That's Mike F. Walter said in Uncle Ed's voice, I like your take on the overall situation. Defeatist, you are not. I appreciate that. Go Tigers. Another text said, brother, I pray you're right, like you are 99% of the time regarding sports. Casey Chiefs Chad said, I fully expect Mahomes to win MVP number two and Super Bowl MVP number two. We'll see. I'm not so sure about that. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about the quarterbacks today. Dak Prescott about to get paid. Prescott about to get apparently $35 million over 4 years. What was that issue was control in the fifth year. And I think that was the sticking point, but Dak Prescott about to become the highest
control
paid
of what?
Quarterback. Sorry?
Control in the fifth year. Control of what?
Well, Dallas wanted a fifth year. Prescott maybe not, thinking that he might be worth more at that point. So there was the,
that's the sticking point.
Whether it was a four-year deal or whether it was a five-year deal, allegedly. But that should be something they could work through. Though my understanding is that was a sticking point to begin with. So I don't think that's something new to the conversation. Regardless, Dak Prescott is going to be, you know, probably within hours or Monday or whatever, announced as the highest paid player in NFL history.
You know, they wouldn't be making all these deals if they didn't expect football to go on.
I think that's right. Oh, yeah, I apologize because I was so on fire in the first hour. You have some things you wanted to say about this. So what are your thoughts on everything I just said in this whole situation?
Well, I think that football is such a huge institution that they have to do everything to put it on. And I think they're going to do everything they can to put it on. It just affects so many. It affects people. Besides the fans, there's so many businesses that rely on everything that is football. Everything at the stadium, all the advertising, you know, that goes on when there's football on, and all like the stadium and everything. The people that go to the games, they buy things to tailgate. That involves restaurants, and so many other businesses besides football are affected by the fact that someone's going to a football game. And I think it's just too much of a big American institution to just get knocked down. And I think there's a lot of time, like you say, I think there's a lot of months in between there. I think it'll have plenty of time to rally. I mean, they might be at the beginning. If this guy's saying they're going to be rushed, I mean, they're going to expect to be rushed. It's not like they're sitting around not knowing what's going on to make decisions.
Yeah,
so if they end up rushed, then they already knew they were going to be rushed, and everybody's going to be rushed. It's like everybody having the same problem. So I don't think it's something, if you can't use that as an excuse not to play it.
Look, I think that's right. It's a symbol. It's another of these symbols of who we are as a people. You know, it is. And
Wall Street going up and down.
Yeah, look, for all of our sakes, whether you care about sports or football, it's still vital as a symbol of America and as a symbol that America is back on its feet again.
Economy is related to football, whether
right.
people really realize it.
Like
you say, if you don't watch football because, you know, I mean, I'm involved with it because of my job, but I don't go home and sit in front of the TV on the weekends and watch it. And a lot of people don't, but way more people do than don't. So it affects everybody.
That's right. I mean, I just think that's right. And again, as you say, so many people, it's not just the people who work in the stadiums and it's all those people who make their livelihoods, all those businesses that function around the stadiums.
Right.
And that live off it. In this community, it's all of the small businesses in downtown Clemson that their survival depends on.
Right. You
on
can
this
see
as well.
You can see just riding around Clemson the difference. Would there being no sports right now compared to when there usually is sports? The whole town functions around the university.
Right. And again, this is true in every town in America where football is played, in every area
right.
where football is played. It's not just here, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's college, it's pro, it's everything. It's everything. It's part of our fiber. It's part of who we are. And so, yeah, I just refuse to believe that we will not get through this and that we will not recover and that things will not, that we will not ever return to normalcy. I refuse to believe it. Texter asks, any chance the Pats trade up for Jordan Love, or does the signing of Hoyer mean they're going forward with Stidham? I think it means they're going forward with Stidham. I think it means that's the plan. They seem to like Stidham. I understand the reasons why. I mean, he's a smart kid. I'm sure, you know, he has full knowledge of the offense by now. And he can certainly throw the football. I mean, as far as just the act of spinning the ball, as far as just the act of throwing the ball, he can certainly throw the ball. The one thing I wonder about with him, though, as compared to Brady, even when Brady was at Michigan, you know, I saw those signs of what he was from a competitive standpoint. You could see it. You can go back and watch. You know, people slept on it, but you can go back and watch any of those games and watch how that team responded when Brady was on the field, bowl game against Alabama, whatever, and how they responded, and you can see. His passion, his drive, his will, even then. I'm just not sure I ever really saw that out of Stidham. And that'd be my concern. Because, you know, it's easy to measure the tangibles. It's a lot harder to measure the intangibles. And I think that's the question. I think that's the question. I got a lot of football questions on the text line, too. You want to get in, you're welcome to.
Oh, you don't want to ring that one that says spot on Ramona? Thanks. Read all the rest of them. Good job. Preach it, Walt. But no, okay. Don't read anything that says anything nice about
texter,
me.
Texter 884 says, thanks for this, says spot on Ramona. So there you go.
Thank you.
Yes. Texter 884, well done. Yeah, I mean, I think that I think Stidham. You know. Here's the other part of this, Ramona.
What's that?
Did you see what Joe Montana said?
No, can't say that I did.
You've heard of him, right?
Yes, I know who he is.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said the Patriots made a huge mistake in not bringing Brady back.
Well, of course.
One of the greatest.
Always would be better to keep the good dude.
Well, one of the greatest quarterbacks in history, top four, top five, whatever, is saying that the Patriots made an enormous mistake in not bringing Brady back. Basically saying he doesn't understand it at all. And I don't either.
But maybe he didn't want to come back. You don't know. Maybe they talked about it and he said, you know what, I just don't want to come back.
No. I think we do know. I think we know exactly now. I mean.
Oh, you think he wanted to come back? You keep saying how much he hated it there.
Look, after 20 years and Brady taking all of Belichick's nonsense and you know, never winning a weekly award as the best player and all this crap through 20 years, Brady grew tired of what happened the last few years. He did not like that Belichick basically cheated him out of a Super Bowl with his pig-headed refusal to put Malcolm Butler in the game against Philadelphia. He did not
I remember that.
He did not like the whole Tiny Jimmy stuff. He did not like what happened last year most of all. He knew before the season he had no weapons and no offensive line. And he didn't say a word about it. His frustration was evident all year, even in wins, because he had carried Belichick for a decade. He had carried Belichick's pathetic defenses for a decade. And he did not like the fact that Belichick, at the age of 42, when he was down to his last couple chances to try and win a Super Bowl, would not give him anything to work with.
Well, Belichick's not going to back down.
Well, look, again, Belichick's stubbornness cost him the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
And, I know. You said that before. I know that.
And Belichick, here's what Belichick really believed. He really believed this. And this is what the writers in that area are saying now. They've uncovered this much. Belichick believed Brady was coming back. He believed that
he didn't think he had to do anything to get him to stay, is what you're saying.
And he wasn't, and that's not who he is. He's not, see, all it would have taken was Belichick finally, after 20 years, 9 Super Bowl trips, carrying his pathetic defense for 10 years, would have been to give him a little bit of love. Everybody, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're the guy who makes burgers in the hamburger place and does a good job doing it, or whether you're the greatest quarterback who ever lived. Everybody wants to hear once in a while that you're doing a good job. Everybody.
That's true.
And Belichick is not capable of that human emotion. And Brady wanted that. At the end, Brady wanted that. It was like, you know what? I'm going to go do this, and if you don't do this, then I'm going to make another choice. And that never happened. But Belichick really believed that at the end of the process that Brady would return. That's what the writers up there are saying.
I guess he didn't. Belichick just didn't believe he was wrong in any way.
Well, I mean, that's probably who Belichick is, but he's not.
Probably.
Look, he's not this warm and fuzzy guy, all right? Emotion is like no part of who he is. I mean, how many of these press conferences have we parodied and made fun of and had a good time with Belichick?
Tom Brady's not looking for a hug.
Not a hug, but he was looking for some sign from him, from some sign that, hey, man, I get it. You're the biggest part of what we've been for 20 years. You're the GOAT. We appreciate you. You know, come back, Tom. We need you. That's what he wanted. And Belichick's not capable of that. Belichick really believed that when all the dust cleared, cliche alert, that Brady would just return.
Yeah, he just believed that he could just You're saying the way he was, he believed that he didn't have to change and that Brady would just toe the line. I get that.
And Brady finally said, you know what? If you can't do that, then the last thing you did to me was screw me over at the age of 42 when I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, and then I'm not coming back to you. And that's basically how it ended and why Brady is in Tampa Bay. And, you know, we're only a few short months from getting to see what that looks like. And I can't wait to see it. I mean, I cannot wait to see what that looks like. I mean, I envision it. And as I said, the teams that will be most hurt by this are the teams that have newness, new coaches, new systems. You know, Mike Leach at Mississippi State, as JJ said earlier, or somebody said earlier, and a situation like this where Brady hasn't worked with any of these guys, hasn't worked with any of these receivers, and it takes time to, not, you know, the terminology is one thing. The terminology is going to be different, and that's like learning a different language, but Brady will handle that. But what he won't be able to do, what he won't be able to get a feel for, at least in to great extent, to the extent that he would like, is how these guys are, who they are, you know, where the receivers want the ball, how they want the ball, these kinds of things that only come with working together. And so that'll be a disadvantage. There's, you know, at least as I see it playing out. But, you know, I still think they'll find a way to overcome that. And I can't wait to see it. And by the way, we're going to see a lot because I believe you're going to see Tampa Bay on TV maybe more in 1 year on national television than Tampa's ever been in their history. You know, you're going to see a lot of Tampa. Well, they did have that Super Bowl year. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
George Coleman Ford is taking the lead in offering you great deals on available 2019 inventory, like a 2019 EcoSport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, just $298 a month, and with approved credit, 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. Remember, no hidden fees ever at George Coleman Ford, delivering your new vehicle free within 300 miles of the store. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Offer good through the end of this month.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Panamint, Summer Classics, Resesto Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Storm Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Storm and Patio.
When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15 U.S. only.
The drive-thru is open, because no matter what's going on in the world, we all gotta eat. Feed the whole family with the big Bo box for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Ready or not, here we come.
Be a bachelor man. I got girls that can cook. I got girls that can clean. I got girls that can do anything in between. I gotta get ready, make everything right, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, just think about this for 1 second. And I want to get on to some other things. I want to get to more football talk. I also want to credit a few individuals. But if you're a Clemson fan and you accept this notion that football won't be played, then in all likelihood, you're accepting the notion that Trevor Lawrence has played his last game at Clemson, that Travis Etienne has played his last game at Clemson, because he won't be coming back after another year. He would have to consider his age in relation to his pro career and his earning potential. I mean, just for starters, that, you know, Ross is probably finished. That you're not going to get a chance to see these guys again wear Clemson colors. You don't think about it in those terms when you hear this notion that football won't be played, but that would be the eventual practical impact of it. In my estimation, a guy who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, and I do believe that Trevor Lawrence will be the number one pick in the draft. A guy who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, who's now draft eligible. Honestly, it would be insanity to go back to college. So, this community needs football for a whole assortment of reasons. And this team has a great chance to win a national championship. Hey, let me tell about Parham, Smith, and Archibald. You want to get in on any of that, you're welcome to. 654-7627. As Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archibald have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham, Smith, and Archibald Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm. No cost unless there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archibald, 242-9008. You will thank me later. You know, speaking of thanking people, I wrote this on Twitter, Ramona. And I need to add another couple people to this, but I wrote this on Twitter. I wrote really classy moves by Drew Brees. I also wrote Drew Brees and told him not that he'll find it in 8 million compliments he's received, I'm sure. Nor that he would know who the hell I am. But he wrote, really classy move by Drew Brees. I wrote, really classy move by Drew Brees, Matt Stafford, and their wives. The Breezes donated $5 million to help their community in this crisis.
How about
that's
that?
That's one-fifth of his salary. That's real. He's not asking the regular people of his community to contribute. He's writing the check for them.
That's a good story.
It's an incredibly great story. You know, this guy has always been at the forefront of philanthropic efforts. He has always been great in that community. And now he and his wife, Brittany, are stepping up to an even greater degree, $5 million to that community in this fight against Corona. That is stepping it up. That is one-fifth of his salary. Now, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. One-fifth of your salary. I'm losing my voice now, by the way, Ramon. I'm not a surprise after hour one. One-fifth of your salary is a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, if you make 50 grand and you're going to give away 10 grand, that's a big deal. And that's stepping up. Like I said, he's not asking the regular people of his community to contribute. He's the guy writing the check for them. He's the guy who has the ability to do it, and he's stepping up and doing it. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we don't see enough of and that should be rewarded. You know, I see these, you know, athlete types, these Hollywood types all the time. You know, they have some cause and they try and get money out of all of us regular people. You know, instead of just writing the check themselves. You know, and so when you see somebody like do something like that, I think it really means something. It really means something. And Matthew Stafford and his wife, they donated $100,000, and they also donated they donated a ton of meals. I don't know what the exact nature of that was. It wasn't clear to me in what I read. But in addition to that, Ramona, I read right before I came on the show that Philadelphia 76er, the oft-criticized Joel Embiid, is donating $500,000.
A half a million?
Half a million to his community. And Rihanna, going outside the realm of athletics, Rihanna is donating $5 million to New York, and she's also donating lots of personal protective equipment. So, in other words, she's writing another big check to cover all that. So I don't know what her total outlay is going to be, but it's $5 million plus. So, you know, look, we don't hear about those kind of things enough, and we don't see it enough, but we're seeing it now. In fact, I believe there was an article that said the National Football League, through all of their people and their stature, is donating $35 million throughout this process. So there are a lot of good people trying to do good things right now to help in their areas. And Drew Brees and his wife with $5 million to their community. And
I really like to hear that.
Yeah. And again, even outside of that, Rihanna, you know.
Right. All across the celebrity. That's good to hear also.
Right. And you know what? It's needed now. More than ever.
Oh, it is.
You know,
it is.
Listen, it's going to take that type of money to make an impact right now. You know, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to take those type of people wanting to do great things. Understanding where we are right now and what it might take to get us through this. And especially in some of these hardest hit areas. And so it's tremendous to see people like these individuals stepping up. I was really, you know, again, I had seen the Breeze thing. I had seen the Stafford thing. I'm sure there are others that I'm not aware of. There certainly are. But right before I went on air, I saw the Joel Embiid thing, that he's allegedly going to donate $500,000. I mean, that's what it's going to take. And then Rihanna, I saw again right before I went on air, And again, I don't know what we're talking about. We might be talking $10 million with her. I don't know. $5 million she's donating. And again, she's donating separately to cover personal protection devices. And I don't know what exactly that personal protective equipment. I don't know exactly what that means or what that entails or how much money, but it sounds like she's going to write another big check for that. So a lot of really good people doing really good things at a difficult time. And they all deserve, you know, they all deserve our thanks. You know, if I can find them on Twitter, I mean, personally, we should all thank them. We should all thank them. It may not be our community, but we're all in the same community. Lines are pretty jammed up. Big Bad Bob, Boxer John, and Robert, I'm coming right to you. Bob, how are you?
Well, you started the show. I thought you were going to have a heart attack. Your blood pressure was up. But good words by you and Ramona, and good work and donations by people in the sports industry. And I called an article where I couldn't. It was attached to another article that said some of the medical people that are donating their time are with the sports industry. So I didn't get, I tried to follow up on that on the league and couldn't get any information about where they were from or whatever, but supposedly they work for some kind of sports teams. So, you know, we here at the Meanie House with all the little pets and Big Bob as a resident, we're kind of being, we're being positive and we're using patience and listening to the CDC as to what they say and our medical people. And if it takes 2 or 3 months, we've got something that we want in return for our sacrifices is that we hope to get out of this. And, you know, we kind of have to act like we're carriers because we don't know if we are or not. So,
you know, Bob, that last line, vital. And that's it. That's it. You know, we have to act like we're carriers because we don't know if we are or we not. So, you know, to the young people, their families who think that you're free of this, it's carte blanche, it's not. You have to act accordingly as we're being told. We all do. We have to do the right things. If we do the right things, and look, this was never going to be easy in a free society, and I don't want to delve deep into this. I want to keep it on sports. Right. But unfortunately, it's turned to this today to a degree. But this was never going to be easy to curtail the behavior of people in a free society. People accustomed to be able to go where they want, when they want, how they want. It's not easy to curtail those things. But if we can do it, if we can all actually do the right things for a few weeks, we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Or even a month if we have to, or a month and a half, or whatever we need to get people back to work and get the sports industry back in, because we need the sports for the sports people. We need these sports, not only for the economic effect, but we need them. I need them. But anyway, good words by you and Ramona. But I wanted to talk about Brady, something you just talked about. I'll just go over what Brady said. Brady said he made a phone call to Belichick. It didn't go well, just like you said. I would imagine that Belichick said, we're going to try to do anything we can to help you. And then he said he made a call. No, he met in person with Robert Kraft. So nobody knows what was said in these meetings, but I would imagine that Kraft said, Belichick runs the team, but we're going to do everything we can to keep you. So Brady said after he talked to Kraft, him and his wife decided to move to another team, and they moved to the East Coast. And I think you talked about this because speculation was that the family, rest of his family, lived on the East Coast. But you were talking about this a while ago. I think Belichick probably told him, I mean, Belichick really expected, because of all the loyalty that Brady had for him, he said, well, he'll come back. He'll never leave New England. And I think
that's what he thought.
And Brady felt that it was going to be the same old, same old.
Well, you know, Bob, here's where it's interesting, because had Belichick done the right things, even last year, forget what happened with Butler. Forget what happened with Garoppolo. If Belichick had just done the right thing last year and made sure that at the age of 42, Brady had some weapons and some protection, Brady would still be the quarterback of the New England Patriots right now. It was last year that Brady couldn't stand. It was that old adage about the straw that broke the camel's. It was that thing.
Yeah.
It was that last action, and then the refusing to sort of say, man, hey, we need you, that kind of thing. It was those two things in combination.
And Brady begging for Antonio Brown and keeping Josh Gordon. And, of course, did you read where Bruce Arians said no. Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you're right.
Well, look, I think Arians is concerned. I think Arians is concerned with the culture of what is relatively speaking, in many places, a young team. And I understand that.
No distractions, because they probably will be in the playoffs, I think.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if they weren't in the playoffs.
Talk about that when you talk about who's first.
Yep. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Walt.
Appreciate the call as always. Good job, Boxer John and Robert. I'm coming right to you. Before I do, let me tell you about the mattress all in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Up to 75% off every single day. This is the mattress outlet. You know, I hear these ads all the time for people, mattress places that, we're having a 20% off sale. Yeah, it's 20% off. They're 500% inflated prices. So you're still paying 480% more than you should be. Look, forget that. There's only one place to go for mattresses in the upstate of South Carolina. It's the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses. Their professional staff will guide you to directly the right mattress for you. And the mattresses are up to 75% off every single day. So stop suffering. Stop waking up with a bad back or a bad neck or whatever. Trust me. Get to the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. You will thank me later. There is no place in the upstate of South Carolina that can anywhere near approach their prices for mattresses. So go see them. Boxer John and Robert, as soon as we come back, you can get in if you want. 654-7627. I'll be back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Covich with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this? Participating Wendy's.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still
Welcome
alive.
To the Road Rage. You know, Rona, I needed a laugh finally today, and I have one. Jay Cutler is trending because the people of Chicago have decided that Jay Cutler now is underrated and that they miss him. You know, let me tell you something.
What? Really?
Never,
really?
Never has a greater condemnation of a player, in this case of Mitchell Trubisky, been authored than this. If things have gotten so bad in Chicago with Mitchell Trubisky that Bears fans are longing for the days of Jay Cutler, then it is over. Then it is really over. I mean, of all the things that I just never thought I would see or hear, Bears fans longing for the days of Jay Cutler, it has to be at the top of the list. Jay Cutler, the exact opposite of what a leader is in every way, shape, or form. We'll probably get that agent guy calling us again, Ramona. Now, the guy who, remember, was tooling around that day and called us up because didn't like what I was saying about Jay Cutler because he represented him or something. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember that. That was his agent.
I was eviscerating Jay Cutler on air.
He was like a lawyer or something, or we thought he was.
Yeah, I think he was. I seriously believe
you didn't know him, and you didn't know what kind of person he was.
Yeah, he was his agent.
Yeah.
He was his agent, and he was. This is a fact. This is not a joke. And he happened to be in the area, and didn't like the things I was saying about his guy there, Jay Cutler, which was, of course, you know, gospel truth what I was saying. Boxer John, how are you?
Fine. How about yourself, Walt?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I you hit on some good stuff today. You're talking about the folks giving money, I mean, who can afford to give the millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and them really donating and coming up with it. That's good. Makes you feel good about those folks.
And yep, the other really good.
The previous caller talking about, you know, we should act like we have the virus ourselves and treat others like that with respect.
Yep.
But the reason I called was you were talking about Brady, you know, and the Patriots. And the thing that I'm wondering, how many games would the Patriots have won last year if they hadn't had Brady at quarterback? But that was the thing.
Yeah, with that mess he had on offense, I just don't know. And, you know, the funny thing is, John, if you actually track it back, even with no weapons – you know, he came dangerously close to get him to another Super Bowl, really, because, you know, he had that game in in New England against Kansas City. And had they won that game, the playoffs would have gone through New England. And they scored two touchdowns that were taken off the board, wrongly taken off the board. And one of them was on a Brady touchdown pass to N'Keal Harry, which was ruled out of bounds, and which, of course, wasn't out of bounds. And, you know, had the calls been right, they probably win that game. And then there's probably no Kansas City Super Bowl. And the playoffs probably all go through New England, and it all looks different. But and that's with no weapons. So,
That's just what I was thinking. I said people just don't appreciate that guy, what he did last year with the weapons he had, the players he had surrounding him. He didn't have a lot of talent, but boy, he carried them, and he did a lot with very little. And I think New England really messed up. But also, I think he looked around. He's kind of like in that vast wasteland. And it's almost like he was on a sinking ship. And I think that he was, I think it was, he was smart of him to go ahead and leave. So it looks
John, look, here's the other thing. You know, he's looking at who they have next year, and he's seeing more of the same. You know, he's seeing another year with, now he's a year older, and they still have no talent around him. You know, I mean, N'Keal Harry will probably blossom at some point, but when? And I think it's going to be a dilemma. Now, you know, presumably their offensive line will stay healthier than it did last year. But I think the greatest irony of it all, a sad irony, John, is that through the early part of this process, the combine, the early meetings, the Patriots had met with 20 wide receivers and tight ends. 20. Yep. If you had just done that a year ago, Brady would still be the quarterback, and you would have probably won another Super Bowl, and none of this would have been happening. But now, after the fact, now they're going to go out and look for weapons.
Yeah. You know, one thing I wondered, Walt, was, I've thought about this some time, is, you know, like Belichick, he wants to prove that he can win without Brady. Brady gets a lot of credit for, you know, the doggone teams they've had over the last 20 years. And I think maybe, and then Brady, maybe he'd like to say, well, I can also win somewhere else too, you know, without Belichick. So that could be a little something there. I just wondered that. I don't know if that was anything to it or not.
Yeah, well, look, John, I think there's an element of that. But these guys are both old enough now that it was in their best interest to remain together. And unfortunately, they couldn't, because Belichick couldn't be a human for 2 minutes, and because again, Belichick really believed, according to the writers from that area of the country, he really believed that Brady would return. He thought that, you know, that Brady would have his little fun in taking his little free agency tour, but that when it was over, he would return. And he was wrong, because he just didn't give Brady any of what Brady wanted or needed to hear at that point. And Brady said, no, I'm going elsewhere. I'm not going through that again.
Well, Walt, seems like, wasn't it a couple of years ago that Brady has this guy that he works out with, this a personal coach, and also works with him on his diet and all that kind of stuff. And he had a place there, you know, with the Patriots, and he got kicked out.
Yeah.
And I wondered then when that happened, you know, how long if, you know, Brady would stay, or if that was going to cause a problem or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, there were, you know, Belichick is basically an automaton, you know, and he doesn't want to credit. He wants every single player to be just a part of the system and nobody bigger or better than the rest. You know, the funny thing is, Brady, in parting New England in his presser the other day, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's like I say all the time. You can say whatever you want about this guy. This guy has been like nothing but perfection. He's never been in a police blotter, never even had a traffic ticket. And when he left there, despite all of the wrongs that were imposed by Belichick the last few years, he didn't say a single word. It was nothing but class. He said Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and he's so grateful to have had the time with them, and what, you know, and that's how you first do. It wasn't Belichick. It wasn't Kraft. It wasn't being bitter. It wasn't any of that. It was all class, and that's all he's ever been. That's all he's ever been. Yeah.
He conducted himself as a professional, that's for sure.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Well, it was good to talking to you. Take it easy.
Yep. Same here, John. Thank you. Let me get to Robert. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walt, and you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, I couldn't agree more with your outrage over Kirk Herbstreit's article. I saw that headline, and I didn't even bother reading the article because, honestly, I didn't really want to. But I guess, did he give some kind of reason, some justification?
One of the things he said is, you know, people don't understand how long it takes a football team to prepare for a season. And my answer to that is tough. Well, you may not have that length of time this year. The circumstances are difficult. You know, again, you've got doctors and emergency personnel and nurses, everything else, who are combating this stuff on the front line. Don't tell me about not having enough time to get a football team ready. Not interested in hearing it. You know, suck it up, Cookie. Okay, you know going in, you're not going to have as much time. So you're going to have to figure a way around that. And again, that's still a competitive situation. It's not like a particular team is the only one who's not going to have enough time. Nobody will. So, you know, if it comes to that, you're just going to have to deal with it.
And that's the only justification he gave?
That's the only thing I saw.
That's even harder to believe. And that kind of leads to my second point. But before I get to that, I do want to compliment you on your interview yesterday with D. Orlando Ledbetter. You know, I spent a couple decades listening to Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, riding around selling, and he was a regular guest. And, you know, even though it kind of sounds a little funny, I don't know. Have you ever had him on before?
No, we had never had him on before, but I've heard him many times.
I like him.
I mean, he's an incredibly accommodating, really, really nice guy. He's a little quirky. You know what? The world needs more quirky. You know, he's, you know, we had never had him on before. And the first time we asked him on, absolutely. You know, when do you want to do it? You know, and he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah. He's always seemed very knowledgeable. Yep. You know, the things that he talks about, he really does. I mean, They've even had D. Orlando Ledbetter contest to see who could imitate him the best in Sports Talk Radio. So, but yeah, he is a great guy, and I hope you have him on again.
Absolutely. He really is. Yeah, both Mick Mixon and D. Orlando, tremendous guys, great interviews. Absolutely loved having them on. You can count on Mick. We've had on a number of times. You know, Mick's probably been with us, I don't know, Ramona, what, 4 or 5 times, something like that.
I think so.
But that's the first time I believe we've ever had D. Orlando on, and we'll absolutely be having him back. And the next time we'll have a better phone connection.
Yeah, yeah. The main reason I called was, you know, I have kind of on and off been looking at kind of a narrative about the upcoming 20 college football season, and I'm not, you know, ready to say absolute, but I think that the 2020 season, and this is before the COVID-19 virus, you know, pandemic struck, but I really thought that the 20 season might be the season that led to an expanded playoff. And I kind of gave you earlier, a month or so ago, a little tidbit on that about how I thought the winner of the SEC would be a 2-loss team. Before I don't want to talk any more about that. I've got a lot of details about the coaching and the SEC West and, you know, how I think the SEC West is going to be a, you know, you're going to have 2 or 3, maybe 4 teams that are better than anything in the East if Georgia doesn't get their act together. But my question is, when you're talking about lack of preparation, you have a lot of teams now who deal with analytics, and they want to know all of your tendencies, and that's how they game plan you. If these teams have a couple of weeks to establish relationships between new players and they've had, you know, they've got the playbook, they're studying it at home, is it a disadvantage for them, or is it an advantage for a team who's drawing plays up in the dirt over on the sideline? And I'll listen to your answer off the air, Walt. I appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, Robert. You know, again, Robert, I really can't answer that. You know, I don't think there would be any steadfast rule that would necessarily favor one approach over another. I think it's a new world we find ourselves in right now with challenges that we haven't seen before. And the people who meet those challenges, you know, I would expect it to be the people who are prepared. In other words, I would expect that if preparation time is shortened, it would favor the prepared mind, which in this case would mean it would certainly favor Dabo Swinney. I think to a greater degree than ever. And he might not be the only one. I think Ryan Day of Ohio State is another guy I could see being hyper-prepared. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Look, do you need anyone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 150 Road Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business that can be stressful, Nick can make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment today. Also, check out his website for more info at Nick Lavery. That's L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. Since there's going to be a football season this season, we'll start to talk about how it's going to shape up when we get back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking to put that refund money towards a new set of brakes? Let's do it.